I do have one question.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I have a couple questions, but I have one.
Jane, you are old enough lady, but this question was asked to me by a little girl some 3 years ago. She took me in my room and said, I've got a personal question to ask you. And I said, yeah, come inside, come. What is it? She says, Mer Baba is everywhere now. I said, yeah. Then why can't I see him? Why does he hide himself like that? That's what she asked me. And I had no answer to it, except what Baba made me say at that time to the little child that was there, which I don't know, it appealed to her, but I don't know whether it appeals to you. He's so compassionate. That's the reason why he hides himself from us till such time we really call out to him to want to see him. Otherwise, it will be intrusion on his part. If he were to appear at all places every time, if he were to return, then you don't want him.
But yeah, you know, it's interesting because Baba has given us everything. He's told us everything. He's brought us to him. And yet, in the world, the way life is, the way Maya is, it's like an act of insanity to not to see him all the time. Because it's like everyone seems to, well, not everyone, I mean, people do behold Baba. But I would talk about a lot of Baba lovers who live right on the line of Baba, between the two worlds.
Yeah.
Between the two worlds. And he keeps us so happy, he keeps us veiled. It's his reason. I don't know what his reason is. There must be a purpose to it, you know?
The reason is what is more important is not seeing him. He is everywhere. He is now here also. He is hearing, having a good laugh or smile or whatever you call it. But then we don't see him. But then not seeing him and knowing about him, he gives us this longing, this remembrance. And most important, much more important than seeing him is to long for him, to remember him. That we lose, just as when we had him physically with us. You will not believe, we took him for just a common man.
You did?
Yeah.
Yes.
We lost our ears. We were blessed to be with him. And he had to occasionally remind us, don't forget, I'm God in your midst. Oh, yeah. You scratch your head. Because that's how it is. Separation is the call for union. Longing cannot be created unless and until we are separated from him. He hides from us. We can't remember him when he's there. He has to hide himself in order to have for us that have urge to have him, wanting him, wanting to see him, wanting to long for him. So these are the things. He is there for us, he's available everywhere, but he does not want to intrude also. We wouldn't want him to intrude when we are in the toilet or bathroom or this or that and all that. What would happen then? That's another side. This side is, what he wants is not just see him. He is there available. Whenever you call out for him, whenever you long for him, your longing reaches that height, he manifests there.
That's true.
But then what happens is that longing should be there. In order to accentuate that longing, he hides himself, his presence. But in the meantime, he gives the feeling of presence. We talk about him, we think about him, we get these signals and this and that and this, and all these things are there to accentuate our longing for life. That's what it is. Otherwise, we take him for granted.
Does that longing create, is it necessary for us to create a perfection for Baba in ourselves? Do we have to perfect ourselves?
He has told us, forget about your being perfect and creating perfection. Don't try to wait for it. Don't try to cleanse yourself. Now that I am in your midst, I have given you the blessing of my name. Don't wait for that. Come to me as you are, how you are, what you are, where you are. I am the ocean. Don't wait to clean yourself and become perfect. After all, perfection, I am perfect myself. I don't want your perfection, I want your imperfection, you see. What can you offer me? Can you offer me anything? I am the creator, I am the owner of everything. What can you offer? The only thing that you have is your own imperfections. Offer that to me and I'd love to have it. And that will make you one with me.
And that is Baba's way.
Yeah, that's Baba's way. He wants our imperfection. He doesn't want our perfection. What has he to do with our perfection? He is perfect enough for us.